Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 14 lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis. You'll notice a triangle around Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We started this marking scheme at the end of our previous shiur, indicating that these are maimros. These triangles highlight Rav Yehuda Amar Rav and comments that he makes in the context or in connection with creation. On the side of the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading. Now, we've presented this in a very broad, general fashion, simply writing Brias Olam. And as the Gemara unfolds, I think you'll be able to see what our intent is. As we've mentioned already since the beginning of the perek, the topic matters of the upcoming Dapim are highly esoteric, and we are not going to even attempt to present the depth of the matter, rather present the basic Gemara translation and structure. For those who are interested in pursuing the matters in greater depth, of course, by all means, we encourage you to do so. The Gemara continues, V'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asora Dvorim Nivru B'yoyim Rishon. There were 10 items created on the first day. V'elu Heim. The list is as follows. Shomayim, heaven, Vorets, the earth, Tohu, Vovohu. Those are terms that the Gemara will relate to. Light, V'choshech, darkness, Ruach, winds, Mayim, water, Midas, Yom, Umidas, Laila, the length of a day, the length of a night. Shomayim, Vorets, Dichtiv. Now, each one of the items just mentioned will be proven that they were created on the first day by citing the psukim that are relevant. And you'll notice, by way of our markings, we've underlined the items. Shamayim v'aretz were created on the first day, Dichtiv, Breishis, Bara, Elokim, Es HaShamayim v'aretz. And of course, these are psukim from the very beginning of creation, the first day. Tohu v'vohu, dichti v'oretz hoysa, sohu v'vohu. Or v'choshech, light and darkness. Choshech, dichti v'choshech al p'nei tahom. And or, dichti v'yomer elekim yihi or. Ruach v'mayim, dichti v'ruach elekim mrachefes al p'nei hamoyim. Midas yom umidas laila. The idea of Midas Yom and Midas Laila is a reference to 24 hours between the two of them. Dichtiv, Vahi Erev, Vahi Boker, Yom Echad. So you have the evening and the morning constituting one full day. Tana. And now we have a Tanaic source that addresses Tohu and Vohu. As you can see, we've underlined them within the source. Tohu equals, what is Tohu? Kav Yoroik. And again, highly esoteric here, but we're going to just translate. It's a Kav Yoroik, a green line, Shemakif es kol ha'olam kulo, that surrounds the entire world, Shemimenu yotza choshech le'olam. From it comes forth darkness to the world. Shenemar yoshes choshech sisroi svivoisov. Vohu. Elu, what is Vohu? Elu Avonim Hamefulamos. These are the wet stones, the damp stones. Meshukois Batahom, that are wedged into or sunk into the depths. Shemehem Yoitzin Mayan. From them comes forth water. Interesting, the idea of a stone bringing forth water It did not appear as for the first time, apparently, in the story involving Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert and providing water. Here you have those kind of stones, apparently. Again, what we're saying is something very superficial, because what this really means is something that requires much further investigation. But on a superficial idea level, it seems interesting that here you have stones producing water already from the time of creation. Shenemar v'noto leo kav tohu v'avne vohu. Now, in this pasuk you see kav associated with tohu, as the source said, and Avonim, Avnei, Vohu, of stones associated with Vohu, hence the citation of this pasuk. The Gemara asks, V'or b'yom rishon ivri, is that so that light was created on the first day? V'oksiv, but does it not say regarding the celestial bodies, it says, V'yitain oisom elokim borokia ashamayim, uksiv v'yir v'yivoker yom revi'i, the illuminating celestial bodies, namely the source of light that we have come to know, were set up on the fourth day of creation. So how can you say that light was created on the first day? Elo k'de Rebbe Elazar. The resolution of this quandary will be provided by Rebbe Elazar's teaching. D'yomer Rebbe Elazar, or shibara kodesh baruch hu b'yom rishon, the light that was created by the Almighty on the first day, Adam tsoifa boy mi tsoifa olam viad tsoifa. A person can use that light and be able to see the world from one end to the other. Kevon shenistakel haKadosh Baruch Hu b'dor hamabul v'dor haflaga. When the Almighty perceived the coming of the generation of the flood, the generation of evil, and the generation of haflaga, the generation of confounding, the Tower of Bavel, Tower of Babel incident, the Ro'o Shemaseh Mekuchal, when he saw that their ways were ruination, they were Mekuchalim, something that's messed up, that's crooked, Omad V'gonzoi Mehem. He arose, the Almighty arose, and hid this special light from them. Shenemar v'imona mirshoim oirom. This special light was therefore put away, was hidden from them, ulami gonzo, and it was put away and hidden for whose benefit? L'tzadikim losulava, for the righteous in the future. Shenemar v'yar likim esor kitov. This pasuk is from the first day of creation, and he saw the light was good. V'ein tov l'tzadik, the word tov is a reference to the righteous. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Imru tzadik kitov. Here you have the tzadik juxtaposed with tov. Kevon shiro or shigonzu letzadikim miad somach. When he saw that the light was hidden away for the benefit of the righteous, he was then happy. Shenemar, or tzadikim ismach. So at this point, then, we have the issue of light. First day, celestial bodies, illuminating bodies. Fourth day, the resolution that we've seen till now then involves the light of the first day was a special light, and in fact that was put away. Kitanoi, and how the Gemara says that this issue is the subject of a Tanaic controversy. Or Shibor HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom rishon, the light that the Almighty created on the first day, Adam Tzoifu Mabit Boy, a person gazes at it and looks through it, Misoif HaOlam V'ad Tzoifu Divrei Rabbi Yankiv, from one end of the world to the other. That's Rabbi Yankiv's opinion. V'chachomim Omrim, the Chomim disagree. What we saw just now in the name of Rabbi Yankiv is that which we saw above through Rabbi Lozer's explanation. The Chachomim Omrim, Hein Hein Moros, Shenivru Biyom Rishon, the light of the first day and the light of the fourth day are really one in the same, V'lo Nitlu Ad Yom Revi. In other words, they weren't suspended in the heavens until the fourth day, so that there was the illuminating bodies with their light were created on the first day. They were put into action, so to speak, on the fourth day. Again, I know we might be sounding a bit repetitive, but these are very, very esoteric topics. Omar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Omar Rav Basora Dvorim Nivra Ha'olam. Through 10 attributes, the world was created. Rashi explains many of these. So first we'll look at the list. The list is B'chochma, U'betvuna, U'bedas. These three words all have something to do with intellect. Rashi, on the word B'chochma, says Yodea ma shelomed. Someone who's portrayed as Chochma is someone who understands what he has learned. He absorbs knowledge. Tevuna, Rashi says, Shehu meivin dover chonosh mipilpul chochmosoi. After absorbing knowledge, the individual that has tevuna is capable of producing new ideas through the use of the accumulated knowledge. Das, Rashi says, Ishuv. Ishuv might be translated as the ability to resolve difficulties. The Gemara continues with its list. Ubekoyach, Rashi says, Hukoyach hazroa. That's the strength of the arm. And in our previous year, we spent a fair amount of time explaining that the physical is really reflective of the spiritual. So when the Gemara, or here Rashi, makes reference to an arm, you have to think about what is the role of an arm, and then you understand it's that strength that's manifest in creation. The next word, uvegara. Gara, Rashi says, nezifa. It's a form of wrath. It's a form of, we'll say, strength and insistence. This idea will be touched upon later in the Gemara. Ubegvura, Gvura, Rashi says, is Gvuras Halev. It's an inner strength, an emotional, psychological strength. Betzedek, uvemishpat, bechesed, uvrachamim. Tzedek is righteousness, mishpat, justice, chesed, piety, and rachamim, mercifulness. So we have a list of 10 attributes that functioned in the creation of the world. We could say either, let's see in the Gemara the sources for these. Bechochmu betvuna, the Almighty created the world through chochma and tvuna. Dichtiv Hashem bechochma yosad, or it's yosad means to establish the foundation of the world. Konein shomayim betvuna. Konein also has to do with establishing the basis of the heavens through tvuna. Bedas dichtiv bedato tahimois nivku. The Thomas or the depths broke forth, broke open with water. This pasuk comes from a chapter in Tehillim that deals with the creation. Begara, dechtiv amude shemayim yeroifofu veyismehu migarosai. The Gemara continues. B'tzedek u'mishpat, dechtiv tzedek u'mishpat mochoin kisecha. B'chesed v'rachamim, dechtiv zechor rachamecho Hashem v'chasodecho ki me'oilom heima. They were from the beginning. From the beginning, from the time of creation. The Omar of Yoram Arav. B'shoah shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'olam, when the Almighty was creating the world. And very shortly, you're going to see the idea of Ga'ra, and we had quoted a pasuk without explaining it. It will be manifest in this description of Rav Yehuda, that at the time of creation, the universe was expanding. And as this recording is being made, one often hears concepts of the Big Bang and the expanding universe. Those ideas you can see reflected here in the Chazal many thousands of years before the Hubble telescope and other scientific astronomical calculations. The Chazal, of course, had the secret directly from the Creator himself, so this should come as no surprise. But the universe was in a state of expansion, as our two shtei pkoyos shel shti. Pkoyos are implements, elements in a loom. As a fabric is being woven, it expands more and more and more, gets larger and larger, until ad shegoar boy hakodesh baruch hu. Now the word goar we had in our list above, number 5 was ga'ara. Ga'ara had to do with an expression of insistence. Oftentimes it's translated as wrath, but here there's no need to translate it as wrath, but it's a function of insistence, of a strong command. So the world, the universe, was expanding until the Almighty commanded it, vehemido, to halt. Shenemar amude shemayim yirofufu v'yismu miga'aroso. So the pasuk it reflects the presence of Gara in the creation of the world, of the universe. V'hainu d'omer Reish Lakish, and with this we also can understand Reish Lakish's teaching, Mai d'chtiv ani kel shakai, that is a pasuk, ani hu shamarti lo'olam dai. So the name, the shin, Dalid Yud, name of Hashem, you can see the word Dai is in there. I am the one, the Shin maybe comes from the word Shalmarti, that I'm the one that said enough. The word Dai means enough. So that the universe had reached its desired dimension, thereby leading the Almighty to say, okay, up till now, that's it. Iko diamri, Omar Reish Lakish, Bishol Shak Borak Rishborhu Es Hayom, when the Almighty created the sea. Hoyo Marchi Vahoilich, the waters were expanding and expanding, Ad Shigar Borak Rishborhu Vyokshu, until the Almighty issued his command and they dried up. In other words, they stopped. Shinemar Goer Bayom Vayabshehu Vichol Hanaoros Hechriv. Hechriv has to do with something that gets dried up, so that there is water that was expanding and expanding, and until he commanded it to stop. As we look on in the Gemara, we have a Tanaic source, and you'll see the use of a double underline highlighting psukim, and on the side of the Gemara under the Mivneh heading, we indicate that this is a simun, a marking, lahavlit shnei psukim, to highlight two verses. Shenirim soisrim, they appear at first glance to be contradictory, b'inyan seder brias shamay voretz, regarding the order of the creation of heavens and earth. Ma kodam lema, what comes before what? Tonu rabbanan, the Gemara. According to Beis Shammai, first the heavens were created and then the land. And the dash underlining helps highlight the words and the order in which they appear. Beis Hillel omrim eretz nivreis tchila v'achakach shamayim. Shneamar b'yoyim asois Hashem elikim eretz v'shamayim. Omar Lahem Beis Hillel LeBeis Shammai, LeDivrechem, according to you, Beis Shammai, that says first heaven and then land, Adam Boine Aliyah V'Hakach Boine Bayis, does a man first build a second story? An Aliyah from the word La'alos means to go up, an attic, a second, a higher story, and then builds the house, the lower story, the first floor. Does a person behave that way? Shneamar haboine shomayim me'aliyosav va'agudoso al eretz yosto. The pasuk itself, Rashi points out, shows that the term aliyah is relevant to shomayim. Nevertheless, Beis Hillel expresses their wonderment about the approach of Beis Shammai. The order is not logical. And Omar Lahem Beis Shammai de Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai then turns to Beis Hillel and says, L'divrechem, according to your approach, Adam oise shrafraf v'achakach oise kise. Would a person first construct a shrafraf, a footstool, and then construct a chair? That's not the normal order. First you would construct the chair, and according to the dimensions of the chair, you would then construct the shrafraf, the footstool. Shenemar, and the pasuk cited shows that Shamayim is referred to by chair, and the earth is portrayed as a footstool. Shenemar koyomar Hashem haShamayim kisi v'aretz hadom raglai. So that you see that the normal order should be first the construction of the Shamayim, as Beis Shammai claims, which is the chair, and then the land, which is the footstool. V'chachomim oimrim. The Chachomim, as opposed to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they say zeh v'zeh ka'achas nivru. Shamayim and Oretz were created simultaneously. Shenemar af yodi yosdo eretz v'mini tipcho shamayim. Korei ani aleihem yamdu yachdov. So you see, from this pasuk, yamdu yachdov, they shall stand together. The idea of equality, togetherness, simultaneousness. Ve'idoch ma yachdov. The other opinions that said there was an order of succession, one after the other. What do they do with the word yachdov? Answer: delo mishtalfi mehadodi. They shouldn't slip away from one another. In other words, the land and the heavens remain attached. Mikol mokoim koshu kroi ahadodi. But nevertheless, when you look back at the psukim, we have a double underline marking before for this purpose, so that you can see the psukim that appear to be contradictory in terms of order. Omar Reish Lokish. So Reish Lokish resolves this and says, Kishinivru boro shamai vachakoboho boroards. When they were created, first heavens were created and then the land. Ukshenota, and then when they were set up, when they were spread out, nota haoretz v'acharkach nota shamayim. First the land was set up, and then above it was suspended the heavens. My shamayim. Here the Gemara is looking into the word, the etymology of the word shamayim, or the inherent makeup of Shamayim. Om Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Shamayim. Shamayim is indicative of the place that there is water. B'masnisa Tana, a Tanaic approach to that, Eish Umayim. The Shamayim is a combination of these words, Eish, from which you get the shin of Shamayim and Mayim. Malamed Shehevion HaKodesh Baruch Hu, he brought water, fire and water, V'torfon Zeh Bozeh, and mixed them together, V'osa Mehen Rokia. And from their combination, you have the firmament. Shoal Rabbi Yishmael es Rabbi Akiva, Kishohoyu Mahalchin Baderech. Rabbi Yishmael asks of Rabbi Akiva as they were walking, Omar le atosh shimashta es nochum ishgamzu chof beis shona. You, Rabbi Akiva, had learned Torah by at the feet of Nochum ishgamzu for 22 years. Nochum ishgamzu was his name, a very well known figure that became certainly popular to us through the Agodas you find in Maseches Tainis. So Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, Nochum Ishgamzu, by whom Rabbi Akiva learned 22 years, Shehoya Doresh Kol Essen Shebetorah. Nochum Ishgamzu had the ability to see the deeper meaning of the word, the simple word S, that appears so often in the Torah. So Nochum Ishgamzu, who placed an emphasis on that word in all its different appearances, Es haShemayim v'Esoretz ma hoya doresh ba. In the very first section of the Torah, Bereishis bar Elokim Es haShemayim v'Esoretz, the first pasuk of the Torah, the word Es appears twice. What did Nochum Ishgamzu see in those words? Omarle. So Rabbi Kiva answers, Ilu ne'emar shamayim v'aretz, had the pasuk read Bereishis bara Elokim shamayim v'aretz, I would have thought that they are additional names of the Almighty. Just like, you know, Elohim is a manifestation of the Almighty. We read Bereishis bara Elohim, and then you would have the continuation of the word Shamayim Varetz. I would think those are also names of Hashem. Achshav shenemar es Hashamayim v'es Haretz. Shemayim, Shemayim, Mamish. The word Shemayim is not a name of the Almighty, but it refers to the heavens as they are. And Eretz equals Eretz, Mamish. The land, the actual land. We continue at the top of the of Omid Beis. We just explained the reason for the word Es, as you would see it in its first appearance. Bereishis bara Elokim Es. And then we have Shemayim and Oretz, so I understand that Shemayim and Oretz, by virtue of the first S, is to tell me they're not the names of Hashem. Es ha'oretz lomali. What do I need the word S in its second appearance in that pasuk for? Answer, lahakdim Shemayim la'oretz. Rashi, lahakdim means to establish the order, that Shemayim preceded Oretz. Rashi on the top, Lahaktim Shemayim Lortz, the Elo, Ksiv S, had the word S not appeared a second time, Havamina, I would have thought Ka'achas Nivru, that they were created together. Elo, Shef Shalikros, Shnei Shemos, Ka'achas Lochi, but, and I would have thought they're created together, simply I, and yet you might have asked, well, the word Shemayim appears before Oretz. That doesn't contradict their having been created together, simply we can't read two things at once, so we have to state them in some order, but it doesn't indicate their order of creation. Lahochi kosav es lahakdim. Therefore, you need the second S to say that, in fact, the Shemayim was before the Oretz. The Gemara continues. V'oretz hoisosovavo michti b'Shemayim aschil v'resha. The Shemayim was featured first in the creation. We said, Bereishis bara Elokim es ha-Shemayim v'es ha-Oretz. You see, Shemayim appears first, and then as you continue in the pasuk, it says, V'oretz hoisosovavo. But now the pasuk began with Shemayim. Maishna dekochoshiv maise oretz. Why then does the focus of attention as the pasuk unfolds turn to the land? Tana debe Rabbi Shmuel, Moshal lemelech boser v'dom. In order to appreciate why Eretz, the land, receives the emphasis, we can understand it through an analogy, a moshal to a mortal king, Shomar Lavodov, Hishkimu lepischi. He commands his servants. The servants include males and females, men and women. I want you to come early to my door. L'mochor hishkimu motza noshim v'noshim. The next day he wakes up and he sees women and men. L'mi mishabeach, who deserves the credit, the most credit for coming early to the king? L'mi she'ein darkoi l'hashkim v'hishkim, to the one whose natural tendency is not to come early and yet does. So that just like you see in the case of the king who asked his servants to come early, he will turn, he'll praise specifically those that ordinarily would not have come so early and yet overcame their tendency and did come early. Likewise, with regard to the creation, the nature of, we'll say, heaven versus earth, the activities of heaven are more rapid than the activities of earth. And yet, when they were created, the earth responded with the same alacrity as Shemayim. We take a look at Rashi, and we see this on the third line from the top. Lemi she'ein darko l'ashkim v'hishkim, hachanami midekoro l'shamayim t'chila, Havilei Eretz Ein Darko Lahashkim, from the fact that Shemayim was summoned first or referred to first, it would indicate to us that the earth is not it's not its normal way to be rapid. The Oid Shekol Maisa Eretz Mesunu Maisa Shemayim B'Mehirus. The tendencies of, let's say, the natural phenomena of heaven are more rapid than the natural phenomena on earth. And this, in creation, they were created together. We can say in simple terms, at the time of creation, the earth kept pace with Shamayim, with the heavens, and therefore the earth, which is in its natural state a slower entity, deserves more praise. We continue in the Gemara Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Oy lohem lebrios sherois v'einon yodos ma hein roos omdos v'ein yodos al ma hein omdos. Woe unto the creatures of the world that see and don't understand what they're seeing. They stand and they don't understand upon what they are standing. Ha'aretz al ma'omedes, what does the eretz, the land, stand on? Al ho'amudim, on pillars. Shenema ha'margiz eretz mimekoyma v'amudeo yispalotzim. Again, as we said already several times today, these are very esoteric ideas, but we're nevertheless presenting the simple progression as we go on, and you can see with our markings that there is a progression as things unfold. So we've established that the earth stands on pillars. Amudim al hamayim, and the pillars stand on water. Shenemar l'roika ha'oretz al hamoyim. Umayim al hehorim, and the water is suspended on mountains. Shenemar al horim yamdu mayim, on the mountains the water stands. Vehorim al ruach, and the mountains are suspended upon the winds. Shenemar ki hine yoitzer horim uvoire ruach. The Rashi says on the upper part of the narrow lines, the third narrow line, Yotzer Horim Uvoire Ruach, Ma'inyan Zeitzel Zeh, what does wind have to do with mountains? Elo l'lamdechot, comes to teach us, Shehahorim Oindim al Ruach, that the mountains stand upon the winds. V'ruach b'se'ora, and the winds are suspended upon se'ora. Shenema ruach se'ora oise dvoroi. Se'ora tluya b'zro shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Exactly how to translate se'ora, that's something that requires more efforts. In other contexts, the word se'ora refers to a storm. We say ruach, as we see here, ruach se'ora, so that there's the winds emanate or come from the se'ora. And the se'ora tluya b'zro'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this element called se'ora is suspended from the arm of the Almighty. Shenemar umitachas zroyos oilom. All of the creation is suspended from the arm of Hashem. V'chachomim oimrim al yudbeis amudim oimedes. The chachomim, as opposed to Rabbi Yossi, say that the land is suspended or supported by 12 pillars. Shenemar yatsev gvulos amim lemispar b'nei Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael, the number of b'nei Yisrael, are 12 tribes, so that the gvulos amim, the borders of the nations, the world, is suspended on 12 pillars. V'yeshurim al zayin amudim, some say on 7 pillars. Shenemar chotzva amudeo shiva. They were hewn out 7 pillars. Rabbi Lozer ben Shamua Omer al Amud Echod v'tzadik Shmo. The world is suspended on 1 pillar, and the pillar is called righteousness. Shenemar v'tzadik yesod olam. The tzadik, the righteous one, is the foundation of the world. On the side, we introduce the upcoming section of more with one word, Rekiim, the heavens. Omer of Yehuda, Shnei Rekiim Hain. There are two levels of heaven. Shneimar Hain Lashem Elokecha Hashamayim Ushmei Hashamayim. So you have here Shamayim and Shmei Shamayim. Reish Lakish Omar Shiva. Now we are using here a long marking. It's actually a very long marking, indicating that there's one basic point that continues till the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Reish Lakish tells us Shiva. There are seven Rekiim, Ve'eluhein, and the following are the names. So we first list the names. There's no need to translate. They all refer to some aspect of heavens. And as the Gemara continues, if you scan down the page, you might notice some underlining with numbers accompanying it, where each name is then expanded upon. So the following is the list of seven Rekiim. Interestingly, we have in common English the expression, a person feels that he is in seventh heaven. And you can see that that expression has a root somewhere. The Gemara says, these Ve'eluhein, Vilon, Rokia, Shchokim, Zvul, Ma'oin, Mochoin, Aravois. Vilon, that level, the first level, Eino, Mishamish, Klum, it doesn't have any function in and of itself. Elo, Nichnas, Shachris, V'yotzei, Arvis. It's at this level that the sun rises and the darkness departs. Umechadesh b'chol yoy ma'ase breishis, and the creations of the world are renewed every day. Shneimar hanoite kadoik shomayim vayim tochem ka'el loshaves. So that pasuk is here to illustrate this idea. The kadok, Rashi says, yiria, it's a sheet, like a vilon, which is often translated as a curtain. So we see that there is an element of shamayim in this particular pasuk that doesn't have any function other than to simply be spread out. Rokia, what's the rokia? Shebo chamul vona. It's in the Rokia that the sun and the moon, Kechavim, stars, Umazolos, and constellations, Kvuin, they are set in the Rokia. Shenemar, Vayitain, Oysom, Elikim, Borokia, Shamayim. Shchokim. The term Shchokim, a third level. Sheboi, Rechayim, Oindois. It's in the Shchokim that the heavenly grindstone is located. V'toychanas mon l'tzadikim l'osid lavo. And this grindstone, this heavenly grindstone, is busy grinding away and preparing mon for the righteous. The mon, the heavenly food that we associate with the Jews in the during the Exodus through the wilderness, that they had consumed for their sustenance. Mon will continue to provide sustenance for the righteous in the future. Shneimar vayitzav shchokim. Shchokim has to do with something that is ground, and that's what you could see as a grinder. So vayitzav shchokim imal v'dalsi shemayim posach vayamter aleihem mon le'echol. So that you see mon associated with shchokim. Zvul sheboi Yerushalayim u'beis hamigdash. The Zvul, in which you find Jerusalem. There's a concept that is expressed in the Shas elsewhere, that there's a heavenly Jerusalem, a Yerushalayim shel Mala. So there's a Jerusalem in the heavens, and there's a Beis HaMikdash there, Mizbeach Bonui. There's a constructed altar, Umichel Asar HaGolo Omeidu Makrivalov Korban B'chol Yom, and the Archangel Michael is there offering sacrifices every day. Shneimar Bonoi Bonisi Beizvulach Mochoin Lishiftecha Eilomim Uminolon Deikri Shamayim. Where do we see that is called heaven? Shtichtiv Habeit Mishamayim Urei Mizvul Kotshecha V'Sifartecha. So in this pasuk you see a juxtaposition between the words Shamayim and Zvul. So that Zvul is one of the heavens. We used the word Rokia before, but it seems from here that Rokia and Shamayim might be interchangeable terms. Mo'oin sheboi kitois shel malachei hashoreis she'oimros shira b'layla v'choshos b'yom mitnei kvodon she Yisrael. Mo'on is the fifth level of heaven in which you have groups of service angels that that announce or that recite song. They pray song and praise of the Almighty at night, and during the day, the service angels, are silent, because during the day, that's when the Jewish people are singing the praises of Hashem. So in honor of the Jews, the service angels remain silent during the day. Shenemar, Yoimom Yitzava Hashem Chazdo Uvalaylo Shira Imi. There's a pasuk, Yoimom Yitzava Hashem Chazdo Yitzava LaMalach. He commands the angels Lishtok to remain silent. Kedei La'aseis Chesed LaTzrichim Chesed, so as to be able to do acts of loving kindness to those that need that. V'heim Atachtonim. Those are us. We who live in the mortal world. As you can see, there's a bracketed section. You can use your bracket length indicator and skim down to see that after the brackets, the Gemara will be asking, from where do we know that Ma'un is a name of Shamayim, one of the heavens? So that right after the brackets, we get back to this issue of the heavens. Within the brackets, we continue now with a topic heading in the margin of the Gemara. We can read our nosei. These are Maimros Shel Reish Lakish VeLevi. We have comments made by Reish Lakish and Levi Al Chashivus Limud Torah VeHachumra Al Bitula. Regarding the importance of Torah study and the severity of he who departs from it, who stops it. The bracketed section. Omar Reish Lakish. Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Layla. He who engages in Torah study at night. We should point out, by the way, there's a Tosfos that is very sensitive to Gemara structure. You notice the Tosfos, very short Tosfos in the middle of the Tosfos column. Kol Oisik B'Torah Akati Losin L'Milsei Dezayin Rekiim She'ischol L'Farish. The Tosfos is pointing out, and you can see that with our numbering and our brackets, that the Gemara has not finished the topic of the seven heavens. So that having been said, Reish Lakish tells us that he who studies Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Bayom, the Kadosh Baruch Hu endows that individual with a strand of kindness during the day. Shenemar Yoimom Yitzave Hashem Chazdoi. Hashem commands chesed upon an individual, umatam yoimam yitzave Hashem chasdo, and why is that? Mishum, because uvalaylo shira imi. Of course, this is the connection to the Gemara right before the brackets where that pasuk was cited in the context of mo'oin. V'ika diamri, another version, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Olam Hazeh Shudayim L'Laylo, he who engages in Torah study in this mortal world, which is paralleled or compared to night, the darkness of this world. So one who engages in Torah study in this mortal world, which is compared to night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed L'Olam Haba Shudayim L'Yoyim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will stretch upon him a strand of kindness in the world to come. That world is compared to day. Shenemar Yoimom Yitzave Hashem Chazdoi Uvalaylo Shira Imi. And as we said before, because Lailo Shira Imi, because of the, or you can say that in the world to come, he will be endowed with Chesed, because in this world of darkness, he was studying Torah. Omer Rabbi Levi, Kol HaPosek MiDivrei Torah VeOsek BeDivrei Sichah. Anyone who stops, who interrupts his Torah learning in order to engage in idle talk, Machilin Osoi Gecholei Resomim. Such a person is fed hot resumim coals. Resumim, rosim is a type of plant from which coals are produced, and the heat from resumim is something that is more intense than standard coals. This you can see also in the third parak of Masechet Shabbos, where Gecholei Rosem are featured. Well, the third parak of Shabbos deals with the laws of cooking and the laws concerning stoking of coals on Shabbos, before Shabbos, and Gecholei Rosem figures over there. So it's a known material from which coals are made. And as far as Levi's comment is concerned, Shinemar, the Pasuk says, HaKaitfim Maluach Alei Siach V'Shoyresh Resomim Lachmom. The Rabbeinu Hananel in Maseches Avodah Zarah Gimel Amud Beis explains this Pasuk, HaKaitfim. Kaitfim is to detach something, ktifa, where one is harvesting certain types of plants, so the word ktif, kotef, is used. So one who detaches, ha-kotfim, one who detaches himself from divrei Torah that were given in the luchos. And you notice in the pasuk it said ha-kotfim maluach. Maluach in this drosha is taken to mean the Ten Commandments, the original tablets containing the essence of the Torah. So one who detaches himself from Torah, which was given in the Luchos, and engages in Alei Siach, which you saw in the Pasuk, means an idle talk. So he will be fed, his bread will be the Resumim, the Resumim from which the hot coals are made. In other words, a clear punishment for one who stops his Torah learning to engage in idle talk. And now we go back to the issue of the Ma'on, Uminolam de Ikri Shamayim. From where do we know that Ma'on is a name of the heaven? Shenemar Hashkifa Mima'on Kotshecha Min Hashamayim. So here we can establish, through this pasuk, we establish that Ma'on is one of the levels of heaven, and as we saw before the brackets, in Ma'on were positioned the service angels. Number 6, Mochoin Sheboi Oitzrois Shelig Voitzrois Borod. Mochoin is a heaven, is a level of heaven in which there are storehouses of snow and hail. And Rashi adds that these are tools of punishment. Snowstorms and hailstorms, if we talk in mundane terms, of course, we're certainly not limiting ourselves to that, but there is, as Rashi says, Pur'onus, it's a place where the snows, the storms, snowstorms of Pur'onus, of punishment, are located. So the Gemara continues. There are storehouses of sheleg and hail, the aliyas tlolim royim, the aliyas agolim. The word agolim has to do with drops of water. So these are the bad dew. Tlolim is the plural of tal, of dew, and other forms of water. And Rashi says that this is water that is ready, if necessary, to afflict vegetation. The chadru shel sufa usara, there's a chamber of storms, umeora shel kitor, and a cave of steam, of smoke, the dal susayim esh, and its doors are made of fire. Shneamar pasach Hashem oitzoro v'yotzi klizamo. The Gemara asks, Hani Buraki isnu, Hani Bara isnu. Are these in the heavens? Are they not in the earth? Dichtiv, Halulu as Hashem min ha'oretz, Taninim v'chol toimois eish uvorod sheleg v'kito ruach sora oiso devoro. All of the items that we mentioned just before, you see in this pasuk, and in this pasuk, you see they come forth from the oretz, from the ground. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. David bikesh aleim rachamim v'horidon la'aretz. Originally, these instruments of punishment were located in the heavens, but David HaMelech prayed and had them lowered into the ground. Omar Lefonov, Ribbono Shelom, that's King David. David HaMelech said, addressed the Almighty, Lo keil chofetz resha ota, lo yegurcha ra. That is the pasuk. You're not a God that seeks retribution or punishment, and there shall be no evil dwelling in your midst. And the interpretation, Tzadikot Hashem, you are the God of righteousness. Lo yogur b'mugur chara, there should not dwell in your precinct that which is bad. Uminolon de'ikri shamayim. From where do we know that the mochon is called shamayim? Our voice, the seventh level, Sheboi Tzedek Mishpat Utzdoko Ginzei Chaim Ginzei Shalom Ginzei Brocha Nishmosin Shal Tzedikim V'ruchos Nishmosin Shal Tziliboros V'tal Shal Tzedagosh Boruch Lachis Bo Meisim. In the seventh heaven, you have these nine different elements, and the Gemara will go through each one of these elements. We'll attempt to give some type of superficial translation to them as we go along. And you can see with our markings, we've dashed, underlined each one of these, and the Gemara will then cite a pasuk indicating that these elements are there in heaven. Tzedek u'mishpat, righteousness and justice are located there. Dichtiv tzedek u'mishpat mechoin kisecha. They are the foundation of your heavenly throne. Tzedaka, dichtiv vayilbash tzedaka ka shir yon. Rashi says vayilbash tzedaka lamadato she'imo tzedaka shur, that charity is there with him, with the Almighty. Ginzei chayim dichtiv ki imcha mekor chayim. There is with you the source of life. Ginzei chayim, ginzei the treasure troves of life. The ginzei shalom, the treasure troves of peace. Dichtiv ayikra lo Hashem shalom. That means that the Almighty summoned unto him peace. Viginze brocha, the store troves of blessing. Dichtiv yisa brocha me'eis Hashem. Brocha comes from the Almighty, and all of these are references to that highest heaven where the Almighty, so to speak, has his main dwelling. Of course, these are concepts that are so esoteric, and it's in fact it's hard actually to even articulate them in this simplistic fashion. But nevertheless, the Gemara must go on. Nishmosan shel tzadikim, the souls of the righteous. Dichtiv oisa nefesh adoni tzura b'tzror achayim es Hashem Elokecha. So that the souls of the righteous are there with the Almighty. Ruchos neshamos shosu liboros, the spirits and souls of those that will be created are located there. Dichtiv ki ruach milfonai atof uneshamos ani osisi. So that the spirit and souls comes from milfonai, from in front of me, from where the Almighty himself it has his, we'll say, his main location. The tal she'osar kodesh baruch lachis b'meisim, the dew through which the Almighty will resurrect the dead, that is located there as well, in that highest level. Dichtiv geshem nedavos tonif alikim nachloscha v'nilo ato kinantop. There's a Rashi, geshem nedavos tonif alikecha. This pasuk comes is a reference to the giving of the time the Jews received the Torah at Mount Sinai, and what happened over there. They actually experienced a body soul separation where the soul left their bodies. When they heard the Almighty with their own mortal ears, pronouncing the first two commandments and the Ten Commandments that caused this to take place. And upon seeing that the people had this soul-body separation, he sprinkled upon them the dew of resurrection. Rashi goes on to point out how he knows that this pasuk is dealing with that time period. This pasuk is speaking about concerning the giving of the Torah. In that particular chapter in the scriptures. So we turn back to the Gemara. Even though the Gemara itself refers to it as the dew of resurrection, the pasuk that's cited deals with the rain of kindness was sprinkled upon them to bring them back to life. Shom, there in the Aravos, there in that seventh heaven. Now, and here is a list of entities that are spiritual beings. Oifanim, Usrafim, V'chayos HaKodesh, U'malachei HaShores. Malach HaShores is a more common expression. The Kisei HaKavod, here you have the heavenly throne. We made reference to the heavenly throne when we saw above. We made reference in Aleph and Beis to the Tzedek Mishpat. We said Tzedek Mishpat Machon Kisecha. They were the foundation of the heavenly throne. So it's there that the heavenly throne is located. And Melech Kel Chai Rom V'Nisa Shechin Aleim. And upon them dwells the Almighty, awesome God. Shnemar Soilu L'Roche Ba'arovois Beka Shemo. From where do we know that Aravos is called Shomayim? Omar Rabbi Avo, Asya Rechiva Rechiva. Through a word comparison, we derive that point. So here we have the word Aravos together with Roichev, Uksiv Hosam, Roichev Shomayim Bezrecha. And again, in this passage, you see Roichev together with Shomayim. So you have Rochev, Xereshavah, enabling us to associate Aravos with Shomayim. V'choshech v'onan v'rofel makifen oso. Darkness, clouds, and fog surround him. Shnemar, Yoshes, choshech, sisro, sivosov, sukoso, cheshchas mayim ove shchokim. The pasuk describes, again, these are very, very spiritual concepts, but that the Almighty has his, we'll call it, the concentrated location. So it's so difficult, really, to speak about these matters because we're using terms that are associated with physicality when we know that the Almighty is present all over. But nevertheless, there's certain element here of where the Almighty's presence is, we'll say, more concentrated than elsewhere. Again, it's very hard to even articulate these ideas as such, but wherever that is, it is surrounded by darkness. The Gemara asks, "Miiko chashuchu kamishmaya?" Is it possible to describe darkness in the presence of the heavens, of the Almighty? Voksiv hu gole amikosa umisatrosu yoda mo v'chashocho nahora imei shrei. This is a pasuk from Daniel, which is characterized by Aramaic. So the spirit of this pasuk, though, is that where he is, nahora imei shrei, at the end of the pasuk, there is light where he is located. So we have a apparent discrepancy or inconsistency by way of the verses. One pasuk describing that there surrounds the Almighty darkness, and the other pasuk indicating that there's only light. Loi kashya. Ha bebate, we continue at the top of Daf Yud Gimel. Bebate gavoi, ha bebate baroi. There's what's called an inner sanctum and an outer sanctum. In the inner sanctum, there's only light. In the outer chambers, there's darkness. There's another heaven above the heads of the chayos. The chayos are these heavenly creatures, heavenly entities. Dichtiv dmus aroshi hachayoru ki akein hakerach hanora. That's the pasuk indicating that above the chaya there is another rokia. Ad kan yesh lecha rishus ledaber. Up till this point, we are allowed to speak. Mikan vi'elech, but beyond that, ein lecha rishus ledaber. We have no right to speak about that. Shekein kosa b'sefer ben Sira, in the book of Ben Sira. Ben Sira was a very early work. How early it is, that's a debate about who the author is, who Ben Sira was, but I've seen references to him dating back to the time of Yirmiyahu, maybe even the son of Yirmiyahu, but what we have to emphasize is that it's not a work of holiness. There may be chokhmah, wisdom in that book. In fact, it's cited often by the sages, by the Chazal, but nevertheless, it's not a book of divine inspiration, as opposed to the 24 books constituting the Tanakh, the Bible. Nevertheless, it does say in Ben Sira as follows: "B'mufla mimcha al tidrosh." From that which is distant from you, don't inquire. "U'v'mechusa mimcha al tachkor." And that which is covered from you, hidden from you, don't investigate. "B'mashur sheisa is boinein ein l'cho esek b'nistros." Through in that which you are given license to ponder, so do thusly. However, in the areas that are hidden from you, have no involvement. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.